USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un observed the test launch of a tactical guided weapon over the weekend, according to the country's state news agency. South Korean officials say that two projectiles were fired from the country's east coast into the Sea of Japan, traveling for about 70 miles. The North Koreans reported that the weapons system was connected to the country's nuclear program. Some evacuation orders in New Mexico have been lifted as crews continue to battle a wildfire that has already killed two people. The blaze in southern New Mexico began last week and quickly grew to more than 6,000 acres and has destroyed more than 200 homes in the area of the village of Ruidoso. And 12 people were injured Saturday in a shooting at a Columbia, South Carolina mall. 10 people were treated for gunshot wounds, with 8 victims hospitalized, 2 of them in critical condition. Police say they don't believe the shooting was a random act, and a 22-year-old male is in custody in connection with the shooting. This is USA Radio News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-272-1955. That's 1-800-272-1955. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-272-1955.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Finland and Sweden announced this week that each would decide whether to join NATO in the next few weeks, prompting threats from Russia. Leaders in both countries have cited the Russian invasion of Ukraine as the catalyst for their reconsideration of their position with the security alliance. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo believes the countries will end up as NATO members. He tells Fox News that the current situation in Europe has clearly changed their perspective.
I think they can see that being in the mushy middle, being in some place as Ukraine was, where it wasn't clear if the guarantees that had been made as part of the commitments in 94, the Budapest Memorandum, if they'd be real or not, I think those two countries can see that they are better to be with this powerful entity.
And a group of businesses and residents in Philadelphia have filed a lawsuit challenging the city's renewed indoor mask mandate. The suit filed on Saturday argues that the city lacks the authority to impose the mandate that's set to go into effect on Monday. The group argues that health officials have overstepped their power and that state lawmakers have the authority to approve such orders. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
A new report showed border agents processed more than 221,000 migrants along the southern border, the highest monthly total since 2000. Officials say they are bracing for an even larger surge once the Biden administration lifts the Title 42 pandemic-era rules that allowed migrants to be expelled without having their asylum claims processed. Rio Grande City, Texas Mayor Joel Villarreal says his city is trying to prepare, but tells Fox News that the best way to solve the problems at the border is for cooperation between state and federal officials.
We're preparing for that influx that will happen in the very near future, and I really would like for, absolutely, it'd be great if President Biden and Governor Abbott would sit down and have a conversation to address it, because that's the only way that's really going to be... We would be able to truly address this once and for all.
Stargazers will get a rare treat starting this weekend as 4 planets are set to align in the early morning sky. Starting Monday morning, you'll be able to see Mars, Venus, Jupiter, and Saturn come together in a straight line. NASA astronomers say that those in the northern hemisphere can catch the planetary show by looking southeast about an hour before sunrise. And the NBA playoffs kicked off Saturday with 4 game ones as the Jazz topped the Mavericks 99-93. Minnesota beat Memphis 130-117. The Sixers ran away from the Raptors 131-111. And Golden State beat Denver 123-107. Steph Curry returned after missing a month to a foot injury to score 16 points in 21 minutes of work. For USA.